Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by AgriGold Hybrids as an additional service to the many AgriGold customers in the AM580 listening area. AgriGold, the corn specialists, on the web at agrigold.com.
This is Morning Edition on AM580, and it's time now for our opening commodity market report with Dave Dickey. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Tuesday morning, everyone. Let's check how prices fared in the resumption of trading. We gave the overnight opens at 8:49. In Kansas City, December wheat opened at 5:40, up 7.25 on the open. That's a new contract high. March, 5:48, up 4. At the Board of Trade, December wheat opened at 5:17, up 23 on the open. That's a contract high. March, 5:15, up 7.5. May, 5:04, down a half. July, 4:64, down 15 on the open. December corn opened at 2.88 and a half, down 1 on the open. March, 2.96, down 6.5. May, 3:05, down 3.75. July, 3:08, down 6. Redline December, 3:10, down 11 on the open. December oats opened at 2.22, down 5 on the open. March, 2.31, down 3. November beans opened at 5.74, down a half on the open. January, 5.87, down 2.25. March, 5.97, down 2. May, 6.05, down 1.5. July, 6.13.5, down 2.75 on the open. Redline November, 6.27.5, down 4. October soybean meal opened at 168.20, down 50 on the open. December, 169.30, down 80. October soybean oil opened at 24.75, up 5 on the open. December, 24.90, down 9. At the Merck, October feeders opened at 110.60, down 15 on the open. November, 108.35, up 2.5. January, 106.10, down 17.5 on the open. October live cattle opened at 89.40, up 20 on the open. December, 88 even, up 17.5. February, 89.95, up 10. April, 88.65, up 12.5 on the open. October lean hogs opened at 64.60, up 25 on the open. December, 59.70, up 52.5. February, 62.05, up 10. April, 62.90, up 7.5 on the open. And February pork bellies opened at 89, even unchanged on the open.
Today's broadcast is made possible with support from First Midwest Bank, serving the banking needs of Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Bob Bastifer in Danville at 217-477-6016. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
It's hand-to-hand combat today in the wheat and corn pit fast trade all across there. Wheat trading now anywhere from up 20 at 5:14 in the December contract to down 18 next July at 4:61. Corn trading anywhere from down 7 at 2.82.5 in the December contract to all the way down to March 2008, and that's down 14.5 at 3:14 at the moment. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities. He is in New Market, Indiana. Good morning, Wayne.
Why, good morning, Dave.
Wow, it's a busy day over at the Board of Trade.
What a day, what a difference a day makes. And while we're looking at things here, we're still up sharply in the wheat here this morning, at least in the front month, and we don't seem to be paying much attention to that in the corn and the beans today, which yesterday we paid a whole lot of attention to that, Dave. And it's just a wonderment here where we're going to stabilize all three of these commodities and when those poor people that are caught short December wheat are going to actually get fully out.
Yeah, caught short December wheat, long and the July contract, so they were caught two different months.
You know, they got one guy hitting you in the head and the other guy stepping on your foot, it seemed like. And I think some of those guys are going to probably go home forever, probably quit trading or be forced to quit trading. And it's just a shame without any more of the fundamentals changing than what did that we would see this kind of movement this fast and be exaggerated because of some of these situations.
A week ago, you were telling me that we hadn't combined enough corn to really see where we are. I know it was a very busy week in the field. A lot of beans combined. I don't know if enough corn has been combined in your mindset yet, but you suggest yield's very important this fall. And yesterday we had the crop production estimates from the trade at 11.114 billion bushels of corn. That's pretty doggone big.
That is big. And, you know, we think that there is, as we looked back at Informa's numbers, I think that their estimate of the situation is probably right in that they lowered the eastern Corn Belt and raised the western Corn Belt as far as their production numbers to come up with those sort of numbers. And I think that that's what we're seeing. We had too much rain in a lot of areas here in Indiana in different places, and I know that some rootworm problems in different areas of Illinois also in some of the wet areas are exaggerated and make it worse, and we're not seeing quite the yields we'd hoped for early in the summer in some of those areas. And I think that out west with some of their later rains, timely rains, did pick up and are looking a little better that way. We are seeing continued good yields in the beans, and I think we're going to see, or we should see, the number on Thursday be larger, just about to the extent of what we're expecting. You know, that 43.5 a bushel average as far as that. Our area around here, 60-mile area, circle drawn around Newmarket, we're averaging 55 bushel beans.
Nonetheless, into the glut of harvest, we had new contract highs yesterday in corn. Even with this 11.144 billion bushel crop estimate from the trade, and we had in the red line, it touched 321 yesterday, and out of the field in some places you could get $3 cash. Did you recommend anybody do some sales yesterday?
Well, we weren't in the area for $3 cash over here, and 95% of our customers are still in the bean field, Dave. You know, I think if you can get $3 cash out of the field, it's a wonderful opportunity to sell. Of course, there's any of those extra bushels you don't have room to store at home on. You know, there's still some wild enthusiasm for what can happen over the next 9 months as far as corn prices go and trying to buy acres. We've got quite a job ahead of us with the all the wheat that's being planted and with the beans coming back, as to ensure enough acres for ethanol plants over the next 2 years. And that's where all the hope comes into here, is on this energy. And, of course, as wheat stays high, it doesn't go into the feed market, and that's why another thing that the corn usage numbers might go up.
So what are you recommending that producers do with their excess corn these days?
Well, I think, you know, like I say, I think that we have to look, number one, what their cash flow needs are going to be for the meantime, what their storage situation is. If it has to be commercial, and depending on what the commercial storage costs are, you know, there's always ways to replace corn with futures options or bull call spreads along the way. And so I think we have to look at those for the individual and see what they're doing. And if they have some good cash sales and some need some cash flow, why, we don't see anything wrong with selling up at these upper levels for what they need to do. Now, are we saying we should replace some of this? I think, depending on the individual, that's a very much yes to that question, Dave.
Would you replace it around, what, 250?
We would love to. That was our initial idea of when we were going to. I'm not sure we're going to get that low. I think that we have to go ahead and do part of what we're going to replace, whether the price is down where we wanted to or not, and then keep part of it for a dip back for the idea to possibly do that. But don't wait on 100% for the dip, because you might not get to the party at all.
Even more complex than the corn might be what wheat producers putting all that wheat in the field are going to do.
That's right. I think, and it's very complicated right now. We were talking to some of our customers in Arkansas. They were bidding, I think, $4.30 for cash wheat yesterday morning for you know, what their crop they're planting. That's very good, and most of those guys down there are also able to double crop beans, so that is helping keep some of our bean acres up by sticking the wheat in there. You know, the outlook for wheat is, of course, very rosy with the Australian news, with everything going that way, but we are putting a lot more acres out there. And for doing these, we sure hate to get to the point where we take under $4 cash for that wheat we're planting.
And meanwhile, over in the soybean pit, it has turned sideways. And in the short term, if you're looking at the short-term trend, it has turned higher.
You know, we've seen tremendous strength for the large bean crop we're having. Two things, we're probably trying to, we're following the wheat and the corn, number one. Number two, the farmers have been extremely tight holders so far. And number three, there's just the idea that they want to keep the price at least substantially in the good market, is to try to encourage some plantings in South America so that we can, you know, divert some of our acres from beans to corn up here and not feel the world tightening that way from the bean industry, Dave. So that's what we're looking at a lot there. And remember that seasonally, after we get so far through harvest, we generally see a 30 or 40 cent rally in the beans.
So $6 beans post-harvest, not out of the question, even with the big glut that's coming in.
Between tight farmer holding, good wheat and corn prices, beans will have trouble going down to the level that we had previously forecast. And we're going to have to say there's egg on our face and we need a towel to wipe it off.
Thanks much, Wayne.
Thank you, Dave.
Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities. He is in New Market, Indiana.
WILL counts on listeners for nearly one out of every $2 it spends to bring you programs. Please help build its base of supporters to ensure the detailed analysis and objective reporting you want from WILL is there when you turn to us. If you've received a letter requesting an additional gift to build a member match fund, please mail your check today or give online at willpledge.org. Thank you.
Looking at the current tick, December wheat in Kansas City, 527, down 4 3/4 at the Board of Trade. December, 514, up 20. March, 509, up 1 1/2. December corn, 282, down 7 1/2. March, 293, down 9 1/2. May, 299, down 9 3/4. December, 310, down 11. November beans, 567 3/4, down 6 3/4. January, 581 1/2, down 7 3/4. March, 592, down 7. Novies, 625 1/2, down 6. You're listening to WILL Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. It's 10 o'clock Central Time.